Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's my little snake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband.
Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Zig, hop, zig, hop, zig, hop. Hey, hop, zig, hop, zig, hop, zig, hop. Hey, hop, hey, hop, hey, hop. Hey, hop. Double Heil. That's my Zig Heil dance.
Double Heil?
Gonna catch on.
My Double Heil.
Dubs Heil.
Double Heil?
Like that.
Welcome to the show, you fucking queebs. How you doing? It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
What's a queeb?
Puerto Rican rattlesnake. It's a faggot, technically,
it's a queer and a dweeb.
Yeah.
A queeb, yeah. I can't just always throw out all the words, the no-no words that you're supposed to say.
That's fair.
We're trying to fucking
monetize.
Trying to catch that algorithm on YouTube. Yeah. I don't care about monetizing. I don't make money on my show.
Do you bleep it out now or something?
We bleep out the first 10 minutes.
So if I say fag, they have to do something?
They have to bleep it out.
Yeah. That's gay. Yeah. No, that's retarded.
That's probably also
fuck.
Bleep it out. Fuck. All of it. Yeah. 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 It's no, because they keep on age restricting my channel. And then they keep on burning my channel.
Isn't that a good thing, though? Like, don't you only want non-children to watch this?
No, it's not that I want non-children. Here's the issue. In other countries, if it's age-restricted, you have to, like, put in your ID in certain countries, so people won't watch it. Like, in England, you have to actually put your ID in, and people are like, yeah, dude, I'm not giving YouTube my fucking ID. Yeah. Fuck that.
Even here, you gotta sign in.
Even though they have my fingerprint.
And I don't really give a shit. Here's the thing. If you fucking want the content uncensored and ad-free, guess what? We have a fucking platform for that.
Patreon.com/ColumnTour.
How about you guys go to fucking Patreon.com/ColumnTour? I'm going to get you canceled from Patreon, so you have to join Gas Digital. Just so you know. I can do that.
Can
you? You've said enough. I promise.
No way.
You want to test me?
Yeah.
You want to test me?
Try it. Genuinely try it.
Gromites.
Report.
go to his Patreon. And watch Patreon. Every episode.
Get his Patreon taken down.
They got to sign up first, right? So
whoever gets Colin Turrell's Patreon taken down, Skankfest golden tickets.
And if you're a girl, I'll lick your pussy.
No, don't get Colin's Patreon taken down. We love Colin Turrell here. No, but if you guys love the show and you guys want to get it ad-free and uncensored, guess what? We have a platform for that. Or you could deal with the dumb YouTube shit. Because they have the YouTube plays by their own rules. Instagram plays by their own rules. Twitter plays by they all have their own set of rules, and you have to play within their fucking rules in order to make sure that your shit is seen. But guess what? Gas Digital doesn't have any fucking rules. We have all the shows, one place, ad-free, uncensored. Use that promo code RAP. Get a 7-day free trial. Save $1.50 a month. The prices are going up in August, by the way. Why? Because we're constantly adding more shows. We're building a brand new studio.
Inflation.
Gas prices.
Ooh.
Sleepy Joe.
So I'm just saying, if you guys love the show and you guys want to support the show, and if you're annoyed by the censorship, simply just go subscribe to GasDigitalNetwork.com. It's a very easy thing. We have no censorship there. It's the best way to enjoy the show. So welcome to the show. I am Louis J. Gomez. I am the Puerto Rican rattlesnake, the real ass dude himself, point guard of podcasting, king of things. He is the international superstar, Zach D'Amico. Two incredible white guests back in studio. Ladies and gentlemen, you guys know him and love him from the Colin Turrell experience. Colin Turrell is here.
I go by Mad Dog now.
Mad Dog.
Dude, Madden, that would be perfect. Here. CTE. The Colin Turrell experience.
Whoa.
Damn, gives you brain damage.
And ladies and gentlemen, from Sags and the Boys.
Sag Daddy to God and Friends.
Sag Daddy to God and Friends. Mike Cannon is back on the show.
Here's the very scenario exciting. Podcast, Scenario Pod, Patreon.
Anyway, welcome to the show, boys.
Thanks. Why are you sitting in a ditch?
What do you mean?
You look so much lower than everyone.
You haven't been working out?
What's hey, Mike, on? Could you go over a few inches to your right?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, get over here, big boy.
I'm saving Shannon the trip.
Oh.
That's fine.
Sitting in a ditch. I don't know what that means. I'm not sitting in a ditch.
You're saying super low. You're lower.
Well, Zach is fucking huge. Zach looks tall. Zach, everyone thinks Zach is 3 inches taller than me. Zach is 5 feet tall. That's a
I'm
fact.
5'10".
Well,
you're 6'1".
Whatever, dude.
I'm bigger than you in the car.
He's bigger than me in the car.
Mm.
Yeah.
Lewis is all bottom. I'm all top.
Yeah. I got
I'll put back, you together. Backseat, Zach. Backseat, Zach.
Zach, you're literally the perfect shape for a sidecar motorcycle. That's what you should be driving around a sidecar motorcycle, and you should have a fat cat next to you with a helmet on.
You need a
boat with a propeller on it.
Yeah, yeah. That's
should get like a fat midget and give him the same tattoos as you, and have like a little sort of
like a mini,
some sort of a traveling Zach. Zach and not so mini Zach.
That would truly be hilarious.
That'd be incredible.
Yeah. Hey guys, if you're a midget and you're kind of like Zach and
you're willing to really let yourself go.
All bullshit aside, I'll give you $100 a week to be Zach's midget.
How about it? Zach,
I'm not even kidding about this. Thank you for getting a fucking normal blowtorch finally.
That would be a great deal though, because like they could pick up things I can't bend over and get, and I can pick up things they're too short for.
Yeah, they can.
That's
wash,
right.
They can wash parts of you that have never been washed before.
Yeah, it's like a bird. It's like the birds that live on a rhino.
You're gonna have pristine knees.
He'll tie your shoes and you'll get cookies off of high shelves for him.
It'll be great.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can go to the ATM for him.
Pecking barnacles off of Zach's back.
It just turns. Within 1 month, it's just this little guy sucking Zach's cock. This midget sucking his own dick. Yeah, let's do our plugs. Let's get our plugs out of the way. Let's start our show. Also, Barnabas. What's his name again? I was gone for 5 days. I forget everyone's names now.
Byron.
Bartleby?
Bartleby is a good name.
Bartleby. I need a new dab rig. I don't like this whole half rubber, half glass dab rig. It needs to be changed, Donkey. This is not the
is
way.
Is that from the Girls Gotta Eat sex toy line?
I have no idea what this is, but it's not about you, dude. For once, how about you put everyone else ahead of yourself, and then maybe you'll get a little bit of progress here in this business. Thank you.
What's that?
Let's do some plugs. Mike Cannon, what do you got to plug?
If you're watching live this Sunday, July 10th, I'll be at City Winery in Philadelphia. That's going to be a really good show. And next month, I'm back on the road heavy. I'm also releasing a crowd work special on edibles next month on my YouTube channel. Took 150 milligrams and did a crowd work special because for clips. So youtube.com/Mike Cannon Comedy. My hour that I released a month ago is also up there. White Privilege Homeless. Check that out, and here's the scenario pod.
You know, this is a hard one to work, and I'm just going to point it out. He should have known that. Colin?
If you are in the Tampa area, I am headlining Side Splitters on July 17th. Get your tickets now. It's going to be a great event. I'm coming up. I've got Point Pleasant, New Jersey, at Jenks Comedy Club, Boston, Massachusetts, Nashville, Skankfest Las Vegas, and Raleigh, North Carolina. All those tickets are available at columnturrell.com. Please come out and see me live. It's going to be a fun event. It's always good.
Zach and Nico.
Coming up, if you are in Brooklyn, Catalyst Wrestling is in Prospect Park on the 16th, and then on the 17th, the Trumpet Dance Film Festival at the Mahoning Drive-In in Lahontan, Pennsylvania. See my new movie, The Secret of Cuck Island.
I got a lot of live stuff coming up, guys. This month, this weekend, I am in New York City, but I'm back on the road July 14th or 16th. I'll be at the Comedy Club at Kansas City, Missouri. Also, I will be this month, it's me and Aaron Berg back on the road, July 21st, Stand Up Live, Huntsville, Alabama, July 22nd and 23rd, Zanies, Nashville, and then a lot of other stuff coming up all throughout August, Palm Beach, Florida, Tallahassee, Jacksonville, Cleveland, Ohio, Columbus, Ohio. This is all with Aaron Berg, the Offend Everyone Tour, Syracuse, New York, Albany, this is all in September, Tampa, Plano, Texas, Philadelphia, lots more stuff coming up. We have so many dates, all of those going up on lewisofskanks.com as the tickets go on sale. Grab all those tickets now. I'll tell you right now, thank you for everyone that came out in Austin. We had a fucking blast. Austin, Texas, what a cool city. Shout out to Rebecca and the Creek in the Cave and all of the people that came out and enjoyed those shows. Kim Congdon and Jimmy Kilsey also fucking murdered on those shows. Yeah, lewisofskanks.com. Get tickets for the Offend Everyone Tour. And that's that.
How many shows did you do in Austin?
We did four. Me and Aaron did four shows. And then we did a Depraved on the Sunday, which Duncan Trussell. I haven't seen Duncan Trussell in years.
Yeah, I haven't seen him in a while either.
And he just hit me up being like, hey, dude, I'm in Austin, man. I'm going to come out Saturday night and watch your show. I was like, you just watch the show? He's like, yeah. Then he watched the whole show. He came up to me afterwards, made me feel like a fucking genius. I love Duncan, dude. He's like, what you doing? So I was like, oh, dude, you're the fucking man,
head
dude.
Is fried.
He rules, drugs, dude. He's the man.
No, his heart is open.
Yeah, sure, he's a junkie, but yeah, he's a fucking...
Came up, he's like, I loved your act, man. And you're like, I haven't gone up yet.
He's an empathy junkie. He likes, you know?
Yeah, he is. He's the sweetest fucking person you'll ever meet in your entire life. And he actually is going to be doing Skankfest now. We talked about it. He's super pumped. So
hell yeah.
Adding Duncan Trussell to the already sold out Skankfest lineup. We don't have to add incredible people. We're just doing it because
there's nothing left to sell.
We don't have to sell anything. That's that. We're just adding other. As I fucking bump into my friends and people that I haven't seen in a while.
As I do bumps with friends.
Is he going to do some sort of shamanistic guided meditation or something?
He did, at the first Skankfest ever, he did a Duncan Trussell psychedelic party.
Yeah.
So I'm sure that he'll want to do something else because he's a fucking lunatic. Hold on.
He's a drug addict lunatic. Hold on, I got a free dice.
He's a fucking junkie.
What a lunatic that guy is. Hold on. Hold on as I weld this weed.
Fucking backdraft inferno.
He pulls down one of the welding masks.
You know what?
I call this one Tower 2.
I'm going to start off. I'm going to start off very lighthearted here.
Sure.
Let's go with, does it live or does it die?
See what he did.
Does it live or does it die?
I don't think I can keep the shades on the whole show.
You can keep on the whole show. Why not?
It's distracting.
It's hard to see.
Kinda, yeah.
It's all right.
But just know, you look fucking cool.
Do I look dope?
Yeah.
You look pretty cool. You did make really a commitment cool. Just for 11 minutes, though. That was sad.
Yeah. No, I took it. I was the class.
You guys were both doing the shades.
Yeah, I popped them on once I saw him. You want to go full shade? All right. Let's go back to shades. I'm a true follower.
Let's go. Shade o'clock, baby
look
boy.
At Zach, we can all see Zach's eyes. What a loser, dude.
What a gay lord.
You fucking gay bitch. You got gay eyes. Cum eyes. You got cum eyes, dude.
Let's see. This is a Jack Russell Terrier.
I could see the dick reflection in your eyes.
Yeah. I don't know where this is. This might be the owner sounds Russian, but it's a Jack Russell Terrier swimming in a crocodile-infested lake.
Yeah, well, that's his first problem.
Is this recorded off your phone? Do you still have a button on your phone?
No, what is that?
That's, remember when your button broke on the old iPhones and then you had to make it like a digital button somewhere
on
your screen?
No, I had no idea. That's hilarious.
That's what that is, yeah.
Oi! Vem, Fred! Vem! Fred!
Oh, that dog's
vem!
Sad.
Vem pra cá! Não! Mãe! Fred!
Prisgas! This got doors.
Vem!
Crocodile. Oh,
Reggie! Vem! Mãe, meu cachorro!
They named the dog Reggie? Reggie!
Sai da beira! Mãe, meu cachorro, mãe!
Vem, Reggie!
Mãe, meu cachorro, mãe!
Boy, cachorro! Does it live? Or does it die?
I'll stop it there.
Dies.
It's Russian. It's dead.
It's dead.
Yeah. It's
I
dead.
Assume anything Russian ends
I think
in a death.
I think it survives the crocodile, and then they crack it with a shovel.
Yeah, they're like, this is for not listening.
You not listen, doggy, no?
Crocodile, that was my lunch.
Look, pump.
Sorry, Mr. Crocodile, you missed out today.
Papa, I'm sorry for having such a gay dog.
Is it right? Is it in Russia, Shannon? Do we know?
I don't know. None of the words are in English. I'm not sure.
Thanks, Shannon. Right,
thanks. Did you Google that?
Shannon's
in there.
She is one simple.
I mean, in the whole description, 4 seconds. I can't tell.
4 seconds of figuring out what country it is by putting the fucking words into a search.
She Googled not English
that
words.
That was the best.
No, that would be more. I don't think I could hear a language and assume what it was.
No, I mean
in
the words description.
One. Yeah. Oh, you mean in the YouTube description.
Yeah. Does it look like hieroglyphics?
No.
Briskos. Nushki, briska, in the mishka. People are saying that they think it's Brazilian that they're speaking.
No.
That sounded Russian. Go back.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, hold on. Wait,
The only thing that makes me think it's not Russian is the thawed out environment. Like, I know nothing about Russia.
Yeah, are there crocodiles in Russia?
Yeah.
If that dog was rushing out of that lake, he might live.
It's... It seems some sort of Spanish writing. I tried to translate it. Wouldn't translate.
Sin sincera Carmen es un servicio informativo.
Look, he's as good as El.
Oh, that, I think
he's
that's
as good as El.
All right, so what are we saying? What are we saying? Well, Shannon played it a little more like an asshole, but anyway.
He's as good as El.
What do you guys think?
I think he's fine.
Yeah, he's fine.
He's already out. Look,
fine.
No, I do hope they fucking punt the dog back in the water like Anchorman.
They step on his paws.
Yeah, if it was Russian, it would be on the top of a skyscraper with a GoPro.
Go ahead.
My God. Bing! Bing, bing!
Oh, no, there's another doggy.
Oh, no!
Bye, no, bye, no.
They're both gonna die.
Wow.
Oh, Brisky.
Didn't see that coming.
Bing, Freddy!
Idiot.
Yep.
You fool! You fool!
See ya. Oh, now it's dead, for sure. Goodbye.
Oh, there he is!
Oh, it's going right for it!
Get out of there, doggy!
No!
Oh!
Oh, my gosh, cabrashka nishki.
I mean, not for nothing, but it's the little girl's fault.
Yeah.
Like, the dog was on land.
You could have grabbed it.
Fucking scruff of its neck and bring it to safety.
Let me hear her cry. Jesus Christ.
I'm
blabbermouth over here.
I interrupted the best your part. Erection.
I was so close.
I like tacos in the racist live chat. Says, as somebody who's born in Brazil, I can confirm that's Brazil. I do, the way he said it.
Yeah.
But also, people are saying that there's no crocodiles in Russia. Idiot. I'm assuming that it's a Russian person on vacation. I know that they're not in Moscow at a fucking.
Very good.
The Nile are they allowed River. To leave? For vacation?
Are they? I have, no,
I have
idea.
No idea.
I know nothing about Russian culture.
Me neither.
Yeah.
I'm rooting for him, though.
Yeah.
But the dog was out. It was fucking out.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying it's the little girl's fault.
That was a little
girl's
fault.
If she had any
fault.
Real love for that dog in her heart, she would have grabbed it and brought
it
to safety.
She was dumb. I mean, they were also probably terrified because it was crocodiles swimming close to the shore.
I'm assuming she was 9.
That was
no, she sounded older.
It was so sad because he got out. It was that was the sad because you were like, oh, thank God. Oh, no.
Well, he deserves
that was like watching somebody be sober for 3 months and then relapse.
That dog deserved death. He went right up to the crocodile to talk shit. That's the problem with Jack Russell Terriers, dude. They're so stupid.
Oh, that was a Jack Russell Terrier?
Yeah.
It deserves 100%
of the eating
it
got. He was like, I'm the biggest crocodile.
Fuck that dog and every
he
dog.
He turned around to the other dog. He's like, don't be a pussy. Get in here. Get the fuck in.
That's
here.
The wishbone thing, right?
Yeah.
Those things are such yapping cunts.
Yeah, that's what my dog that just died was Jack Russell. Thanks.
Oh, he deserved Cameron, it.
Tell me how you really feel.
He deserved it. Jesus. I hate those dogs.
Yeah, hate them,
They have fucking Napoleonic complexes. They're terrible pieces of shit.
Well, that dog died, and I thought that was a pretty funny video. Out of all the dog dying videos that I've ever seen in my entire life, that one fucking ruled.
Yeah.
You want to know why?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was 100% its fault.
It was its fault, so it's funny, right? It's just like the dog asked for it. The little
it
girl,
was wearing a short
the
skirt.
The little girl crying. It's almost funny. It's sad, but it is like it teeters over to funny.
Yeah.
It's traumatic.
The moment you hear whimpers in another language, it's hilarious.
It's so traumatic, but it kind of doesn't really matter.
No,
in the grand scheme of things, so what?
Yeah.
You know what? So what?
Dog so what?
Your shitty dog died. So
what? You got another one right there. That was smart enough to not jump in the water.
Yeah.
There's probably another on the side of the Brazilian road with 8-inch nipples.
I'm still imagining these being Russians, by the way.
Pick it up.
I don't care what they said about being Brazil. These are Russians in Africa. That's what this is.
Oh.
Yeah. Africa.
They would definitely not go to Africa.
Yeah.
If I know Russians.
And then also, the way that the crocodile murdered the dog was fun. It was a fun one.
Well, did the dog go underwater?
Well, the crocodile grabs it and then pulls it under.
But it went under first, right?
No.
Shannon, run it back.
No, I don't think the dog didn't go for a fucking snorkel.
I feel like it did, dude. Once the alligator was approaching, the dog kind of goes under.
I don't think dogs can go under.
I mean, if ducks can, why can't dogs?
Did you guys see the crocodile the whole
time? That's crazy.
That's crazy logic.
It's another D animal. Look, right there. See?
He turns. Now he realizes he's fucked. And he's running, dude.
He's like, this is what they've
been
yelling.
Which, by the way, it's very weird because it's almost like he's like, oh, I want to go fuck this. I want to go talk shit to this crocodile.
Yeah.
And then there's a moment where he goes, oh, this is a beast that's going to kill me. Shannon, are you fucking sad in the booth? Don't be an asshole.
I think. It wasn't going to attack the crocodile. It was going over, going, "Hey, let's be friends."
Yeah.
Hey, I'm from Brazil.
Uh-oh. You're from Brazil. I'm from Brazil. What's this going? Is wild. D-animal, D-animal, C-animal, whatever. Duck, uh-oh. Crocodile. Who knows, man?
You're coming at me pretty fast. You're coming at me pretty fast, huh? Whoa, that's a lot of teeth. Okay, I gotta be somewhere, actually. that was that dog talking shit.
Yeah, this dog was done. He was toast. Let's take a quick moment and thank our brand new sponsor on this podcast, which is Bud Supps. Bud Supps is a top made in the USA supplement company tailored for your immune system. Not only are they a top supplement company, but they're massive fans of Real Ass Podcast, Legion of Skanks, and all the other shows here on Gas Digital, and want to help our listeners be as healthy as possible. They have incredible products like 360 Joint Care and Repair, which uses the newest research to keep your joints in top performance condition, Anxiety Stack, smooth and effective combination of herbs to calm the nerves while not leaving you in a zombie-like headspace. They have a Sleep Stack, which calms your nerves at the end of the day to help you fade off to sleep rather than that hard knockout. And they also have a great men's multivitamin, which I just started taking, with all natural ingredients that supports prostate health, anti-inflammatory, endurance, and strength. And finally, for everyone, they have the Limitless Nootropic Stack. This uses the best nootropics to boost cognitive function, mental clarity, focus, energy production, as well as immune function. This stuff keeps you going all day, better than any prescription pill, and without any of the bullshit, weird, addictive qualities or jitteriness. So right now, check out their full line of products at budsupps.com. That's BUDSUPPS.com. That's budsupps.com. And use the promo code RAP30 for 30% off your entire order. One more time, that's budsupps.com. Promo code RAP30 to support the Real Ass Podcast and Bud Supps. The best fucking supplement game in the world. All right, where were we?
What happened after?
Tartar.
Do you think the crocodile or whatever just gobbles it down, or gator, whatever it is?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think he eats every single bone.
Does he have to...
Do you jump in after that dog? Like in the initial phases?
Oh, in the initial phases? Mm-hmm. I think my instincts might be to jump in after the dog.
Yeah.
Yeah, because... I remember one time my dog Sport was attacked by a Rottweiler. And a Rottweiler is not a crocodile. But it's still still a beast.
It's a land crocodile.
Shannon, look that up.
The land crocodile, the Rottweiler. Rottweiler, crocodile, Rottweiler.
Oh, my God.
You kind of sounded like, right, dude? Not for nothing. Maybe I'm...
Crocodile,
maybe I'm,
Rottweiler.
Maybe you're dabbed crocodile, up, but that's pretty close.
Crocodiler. Crocodiler?
Stop this.
What, dude?
Are you saying underwater black people have Rottweiler belts and shoes?
Thank you for being the voice of the audience, Colin.
Crockweiler. Crockweiler. I like Crockweiler. It's the name of the episode.
Crockweiler.
Crockweiler.
Crocodile-weiler.
Yeah, it's a new slip and slide.
Which, by the way, what a hilarious thing. Like, you remember Crocodile Isle was like, you literally slide into the mouth of a crocodile?
Yeah. Yep.
What's fun about
teaching
that?
Kids to jump into the mouth of a predator. My father almost died on Crocodile Mile, and now knowing what happened, boy, that would have actually set me up for success. We had a cliff in the backyard of our house, and we set up this Crocodile Mile in the back, and my dad is fucking huge. He's like 6'2", at the time probably like 230, 240. Now he's like 280. He's big. But he running jump, slid, going Mach 3, hit the bump, cleared the pool by like 4 feet, and then continued sliding on the grass and like gripped the edge of the cliff.
Wow.
And almost fucking just plummeted to his death.
In front of you.
In front of me.
That would have been...
I had fingies crossed.
Yeah.
It's like, I might be on SNL if you go down.
This is the original commercial.
The original Crocodile Mile commercial?
You run, you slide.
Yeah.
I don't know why this is.
Shannon, why don't we do sound on it? Oh. I like
Alex.
The fact.
This is, can I just say this is Alex Wald? He mutes all the
speed air cushion body board and sitting.
What else, Australia?
Surrounded by crocodiles.
You jump in his mouth.
You slide. You hit the bump and take a dive. It's Super Crocodile Mile with a high speed air cushion body board and super drencher spray. But
the body board was new.
That has never been in any Crocodile Mile I've bought.
So you were just shredding your nipples on rocks.
Super Crocodile Mile with air cushion body board and super drencher spray from Marshawn.
That is a lot of fun.
It was.
These kids keep cutting the tits off. We're gonna give them a cushion.
I would like that.
It wasn't that fun.
You don't like slip and slides?
That's got a 3-time max fun.
Yeah.
Fixed his
eyes.
Once you're an adult, you go too far. It's never like long enough. You always end up just flying off.
For water stuff, you know, look.
Do you have those slippery pads with the like that also shoot water? It's like it's almost like a slip and slide, but it's like a box. My son was on that, having the time of his life, slip, crack the back of his head, and that was like the end of the fucking day. Brutal. Yeah.
I don't like a sprinkler.
I mean, you'd rather a fire hydrant?
A fire hydrant was dope. Actually, a fire hydrant sort of hit. Right, doggy. Fire hydrant in my neighborhood, we would do it. We grab a tool.
I know.
He was mocking you. And then you went,
that is the best.
It is. But you know what it would do? Did you ever undo the fire hydrant in your neighborhood?
And then you sneak across town and start fires.
Yeah.
How do you do it? You gotta get like a huge wrench.
Yeah, a huge wrench, and you take the front cap off and then you just wrench the water. It's turning a valve, right?
Yeah.
And then the water comes rushing out. But where I grew up in West Havershire, New York, we would do it down at the end of the block. And then it was always somebody's uncle came to do it because you had to be really strong to do it.
Yeah.
Mm. And then it would turn all the water in the neighborhood brown for like 2 days.
Oh.
I mean, people hated it, dude. People would violently come after us as we were playing in the water. Yeah.
How dare you seek to cool yourself, child.
Doggy, it's pathetic, dude. If you, and I'm not even being an asshole here, and I know there's a lot of blue-collar people that watch this show, and there's a lot of poor people that watch this show. I'm telling you right now, dude, your sprinkler, if you had a sprinkler and your kid's in the backyard running across back and forth in a sprinkler, that's pathetic.
And what makes it so?
It's just sprinkler, dude. It's just fucking the saddest thing I've ever seen. Just one of those.
Do you know that they've made major upgrades in the sprinkler child department?
Do they have cool child
sprinklers? They have
sprinklers?
Fucking no, dope. Yeah, dude. They have like all these
shaped like Zach.
It's just Zach.
Just spitting on a child.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not here, you know, representing the
maybe,
sprinkler
dude, when I'm, it was never even a sprinkler. First of all, my sprinklers when I was a kid wasn't like a kid's sprinkler theme. It was a sprinkler that was used for the grass that we would jump through.
Look at that.
That's a whole
sprinkler. $30. It's crazy, dude. I have one of those.
You should buy me that right now.
You know what you should get right now.
My kids would be in heaven if they came home.
That's too small for your kids.
Lewis, that is tiny.
Lewis changed his tune.
No, but you
got to
get one of those bouncy castles that also doubles as a kiddie pool.
That's also too much setup for me. Even that right there is just too much setup for me.
What?
That's no fun for those kids whatsoever. Would you like to walk in a 3-foot circle like an asshole?
With a little bit of water.
Would you like to get your feet wet in a plastic circle?
You can practice quarter inch protesting.
Wait a minute. I'm back on to sprinkler suck. This is hot fucking garbage, dude.
Shannon, how dare you?
Four times the size.
The pool that we had in Austin at our Airbnb, this is a standard heated in-ground pool, okay, with a waterfall. That's what we should be doing for our children, not this shit right here.
Can't you do both?
No, why would anybody? Imagine that was sitting next to a pool. How pathetic is that? Is there a better sprinkler, Shannon? There must be a better one.
I mean, look, it's you as a sprinkler.
What is that?
It's just a pink gorilla.
It's just a pink gorilla spinning in the air.
What is he just spits
that
out of his mouth?
Doesn't look like a gorilla, though.
It doesn't even look like there's that much water coming out of his mouth.
Why is the mom thirst trapping right next to her, too, with her fat tits on her knees?
I think a
gorilla has too many eyes or something.
This is terrible, Shannon. There has to be a better system.
Shannon, go to do that bouncy house.
Bobby Kelly has
kid
one
pool
where it's like sprinklers and a pool at the bottom and a slide.
It's
fucking
sick.
I should do that.
It's like $300.
Is it?
Yes.
Maybe we should do that too.
Dude, remember when you were a kid and you would look at stuff like that and you're like, that only the kid from Blank Check could possibly afford that. Like that is nowhere near my parents' budget. And then you grow up and you're like, that's $300.
Yeah,
like
you,
I could have had unlimited fun.
You
for
saw
four
the apartment
summers.
From Big. You're like, whoa! He had maybe $1,000 worth of toys in that apartment. It was a trampoline.
Look at that.
It was a trampoline.
That's
it was a clown that he punched in the face. And I think those are all the toys in Big. Let's see. That's $1,300.
Yeah, that's fucking Wayfair because it comes with six kids.
That's also a very very big one.
Yeah, go to Amazon. They have it super cheap. Even I think KFC from Barstool just posted something about that because he got it for his kids.
Nice.
But I got a giant ass bouncy castle for my son, and it was $150, and it's humongous.
My trampoline was very expensive. Yeah. I have like an $800 trampoline. I went to fucking town.
Why? Why is it so much?
Because the other trampolines,
the coils don't break.
Well, I want to be on it with them as well. Like this is like a professional like gymnast trampoline with like a 275-pound weight limit.
So
versus...
you can't be on it with them.
Well, Zach.
Oh no, I'm sorry. No, it might be like 350.
Zach likes to watch.
The extra steps on it. You go straight to the ground.
I'm going to double bounce James to the fucking moon, you cocksucker. I will send that little faggot flying. Don't try me. Inflatable jet.
Still too expensive.
No, the first Puerto Rican in space.
Let me tell you something.
Look at that.
It'll be in the next summer of Lewis, okay?
The next summer.
We played fucking water basketball, and I don't think I've ever had more fun in my entire life.
Full contact above ground pool water basketball.
Not above ground. This was below. This was an in ground pool.
Dude, you got to play it above ground pool. Full contact.
How do you
gorilla.
Get a? You bring like a regular basket.
Yeah, you bring you. Well, first they have like water
ones.
I have a good pool outdoor basket that still has a metal rim, and it's like it's pretty sturdy and substantial. You could obviously get the little tykes or whatever. But me and my friends, when we were like true gorillas, we would hang at my buddy Timmy's above ground pool and have full blown fist fights in the water to try to score points. Dude, people like the neighbors would be watching because it's a melee in this pool. Yes. It's loud. It's screaming.
We did 5-on-5 with a 9-year-old, a 5-year-old, a 7-year-old, 6 grown men, and 3 grown women. And we treated the kids like they weren't even there, dude. Kim Congdon on my back, biting my neck, fucking punching me in the side of the face.
You guys are getting along again.
Go underwater.
That's your courting.
You try to drown each other to get the ball. Like you hold on to the ball, and you pull people underwater by their feet to try to drown them so they let go of the ball.
It doesn't feel like violence when it's in water for some reason.
It feels competitive.
It's just fun.
I shit you not, the most fun I think I've had on the entire trip, without a doubt, the most fun was these basketball games, and you go hard.
Yeah.
It was so much fun.
Dude, the neighbor's kids would be watching, because it's like, you know, we're older guys, and they're like, what the fuck is going over there, screaming? And my friends, you know, the ball goes out, and it's first to get it. So basically, it's a fucking mad rush, physical nightmare to go get this ball. And countless times, as we're diving out of the pool, we just strip each other naked in front of these fucking parents and kids watching. It would just be ass naked trying to get the pool back in the water.
Fuck, that's so funny. Hey there. Let's take a moment and thank rockauto.com for supporting today's show. If you work on your own car, or maybe you have a friend who works on your car, or if you want to just make sure you're getting the best possible prices when somebody else is working on your car, you got to go to rockauto.com, which is an online store that has every possible auto part at the best possible prices.
Yep, they've been in business for 20 years, and they just make it easy to find the parts you need at the best prices available. So you can stop talking to counter guys who are going to say they need to order it, they aren't sure what you're talking about, they don't have it in stock, and then they're going to upcharge you. Because at rockauto.com, you can easily find everything you need. So whether you are a mechanic, somebody working on their own car, or a moron like me who doesn't understand how automobiles work, everybody has access to the same incredible pricing.
Yeah, go to rockauto.com. There's no promo code needed as they already have the best possible prices. If you do order something, let them know that you heard about them on the Real Ass Podcast. All right, let's get back into it.
Oh, man. Yeah, dude, I want to fucking, if I buy a house, I'm going to fucking have to get a pool, I think. It's too nice.
What's stopping you from buying a house?
Well, I didn't know where I was going to be.
Yeah.
I didn't know if I was having to move back to New York City. Co-parenting, it adds a whole other layer of fucking shit.
Is she back here?
No. Now she just decided to stay in Jersey. So now I think we're good. But I just re-signed my lease on this place, which is just way too expensive. Yeah. Way too big, way too expensive. I don't need to be spending as much money as I'm spending. And then it's driving out of my mind because I'm like, oh, I could just be investing money toward a fucking, you know, something that earns me money eventually. But, you know, whatever. What are you going to do? It's great.
Once the housing bubble bursts. You know,
once it bursts. I don't know what any of that means.
Me neither. I've heard it.
Yeah. I don't know anything about that. But, yeah.
I'm hoping for it. I hope it's somebody
staying in Jersey. When I buy a house, for sure, I have to buy a house with an in-ground pool. It's just too much fun.
Yeah.
It's too fun. I don't know how to maintain any of that shit, though. My hot tub is already... I emptied all the water out of it. It's too difficult.
Well, I think... I don't know if you're similar, but it's like... I'm not a real man, so I don't know how to maintain property. I don't know how to maintain a home. I can't work with my hands. I have no skills with that whatsoever. So I look at a house like... Once I can buy the house and then also pay for all of its maintenance, like just throw money at the problems, that's when I'll feel comfortable being able to do it.
Yeah. I mean, I've gotten a little bit better. Like, I'm definitely not doing manly shit ever.
Yeah. Except dabs.
Like a king. I'm not. Are you a manly man, Colin?
What's that mean?
Exactly. Like, all right,
can you fix things?
But not just like, all right, yeah. So
if I punch a hole in the drywall, I'll fix it.
You can fix it.
I'll
you can
patch
do that.
It up.
If of course. I've never
you can't
patched...
be punching holes in drywall and not patch it up. That's crazy.
I've punched so many holes in drywall.
That's a problem.
You cover it with a poster.
Or you keep it like, in the open as a warning to future girlfriends.
Puerto Rican Shawshank Redemption.
Yeah, dude. That's what I would do.
He's just got a poster of J-Lo in front of it.
Lewis wasn't like the other inmates.
This is why I can't date crazy bitches, because a bitch will get me there. Like the right woman.
Write that down.
She will get me.
A bitch will get me there.
The right woman.
To punch holes in my walls, to hurt myself, to break my things. Yeah. Like I need a girl that's going to calm me down.
That's not you having trouble regulating your emotions. That's the bitch.
That is kind of the bitch, yeah.
It is the bitch, yeah. Okay. No, thank you, Calm. Calm's not being sarcastic right now.
No, I was just wondering. I was wondering.
No, look, no, not, I know myself, and I know not to play in traffic.
Right.
I know not to deal with crazy bitches, because I will fucking
it's like
be
if,
a lunatic.
If your girl gets fat, that's on the guy for allowing her to get fat.
But when, because since I...
Right?
Yeah, I agree.
We all have responsibilities.
I've heard this out of you before in terms of, like, I know not to deal with crazy bitches, and yet...
Five girlfriends later.
Yeah, a high percentage of the women you involve yourself with
repeatedly,
I think would be classified as crazy.
Also, 9 out of 10 therapists agree.
I don't, let me tell you something. First of all, most of the girls that I date, I mean, they're not that crazy. Like, I've dated a few fucking wacky and wild ones, you know. But for the most part, they're not like, the last three girls that I dated weren't girls that would get me fucking to the point where I'm punching holes in my walls. I've recognized that that's no longer my type.
But then that actually didn't work because they were too subservient. And
I need a good balance. I need a girl that's going to make me like fucking do that to the wall a lot, but I'm not going to actually follow through. Yeah. Fucking shoulder bump the walls.
Yeah.
You mush the wall sometimes.
That's what you're looking for. Fake a punch and slap next to their face.
Oh, I could've. I goon handed the fireplace.
I pinched the kitchen table.
You like your life, kitchen table?
That's what I need. A happy medium, dog.
Yeah.
Yeah, have you ever punched holes in your walls, Cannon?
Yeah, nonstop. My father, I mean, like, especially when I was younger. Not when I was, what was I? When I lived on the Upper East Side, I punched a hole through the bathroom door and, like, immediately took my hand out and texted for a therapist. Like, texted my friend. I was like, I think I'm ready. Like, at this point, I was 27 or whatever. And I'm like, I can't continue to fucking do this shit. But all when I was younger, my father and I, the only actual connection we had was when I would play the sport he liked. So I'd go golfing with him or ping pong, and we'd have these like knockdown, drag out ping pong matches, and I would fucking fire punches through like the wood paneling of our basement. The entire place looked like it was like housing raptors. It was like insane, dude. Holes everywhere. Knocked the wall off its line. It was crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. That my mother would do shit like that. My mom would destroy things. She would break dishes. Like, you have to clean it up, you crazy bitch.
I was always under the impression that breaking things was like good, you know? Not good, but like...
A healthy way to express yourself.
Yeah, you're not fucking smacking a kid.
Right.
I'm breaking shit.
You can replace a plate. You can't replace a kid.
Yeah, exactly.
My mother would hit me and break
things.
Depends
on the plate. What was like one of those nice...
My mother would break plates
Roe
on my
plate.
Head.
You can replace a plate, can't replace a kid.
Yeah, but I feel like my anger has calmed down substantially.
I mean, you're tranquilizing yourself on a daily basis, yeah.
Oh, with dabs?
Yeah. You haven't been sober in years.
You think so? I'd be worse? You think I'd be... If I was sober, I wouldn't. I'd be better.
Do you feel it? I don't know if anybody else is feeling this way, but I feel... way less connected to society and human beings lately. Like, I just feel like we share less and less of a common ground. And so my rage is burning through all of the past successful ways I've anesthetized myself.
I don't know what any of those words
did
mean.
You just say Duncan Trussell?
I don't know if I even said it correctly, but I
feel
just...
like you're reading that off of fucking Wikipedia.
Can you guys, can you play the Doors while he says that again?
What did you say? You
I may have used that incorrect, all of that incorrectly, but no, all of
you
the
know what? He was saying fucking big words at the start of the podcast, yeah. And we all just let it go.
You're right.
And that was a gateway drug to fucking whatever that he was. Does.
We're idiots, dude. You have to understand that. Somebody messaged me.
What did you
me.
Say?
Somebody...
You feel? You feel something?
Stop connecting to your feelings.
Somebody said that they're like, I can't listen to Real Ass Podcasts anymore because these guys don't do any research. And it was about a specific subject that I was like, are you retarded? Are you listening to this show for like an intelligent conversation? If you are, kill yourself. Actually kill yourself right now. If you were like, oh shit, I thought I was listening to intelligent conversations this time, you are the problem with society.
That's what I mean by feeling disconnected from the rest of humanity.
Shannon,
where it's
hold
like,
on, play the Doors.
Somebody really actually believes that. Like they go to this show to seek answers to something, and they truly are fucking bereft. All right, I don't know. Forget it.
Lewis is going to punch a hole through the song.
Fucking Doors!
No, what I was saying is... fucking Doors! Oh, that's so funny.
That's hilarious.
That was incredible how well that worked, actually.
Yeah.
Do you know what I
the
mean?
Music, the music, music with his.
Yeah, that worked perfectly.
Listen to me. From now on, Shannon, you need to just have that on ready to go when Cannon starts going off on a fucking.
When I start saying stupid
when
shit.
When he starts saying fucking hi. But we discussed this last time. It's not. He's not smart. He's like a dumb jock.
Yep, sure am.
But he's just like. He's in this like.
Emotionally intelligent.
Dude, I have an 8-foot in ground pool. Like, that's the deep. That's how deep I am. I'm right there.
You're a deep guy, but you're like deep like how Joe Rogan's deep. You know what I'm saying?
He just called you a retard, dude.
That's not bad. Yeah, you're not wrong.
You're touching on you're from this, like, you should be friends with Rogan. You guys should have intelligent conversations together.
It's not like I'm batting him away.
I'm not pretending to be smart. I promise. I'm sure most people are going, yeah, no shit. But I'm saying, like, I know that I'm an idiot.
Yeah.
And I'm happy knowing that I'm an idiot, you know. And I'm smart at some things. I know some things. And I could talk about some things fairly intelligently, but when we really consider like really smart people, like goddamn, dude. I don't even know any really smart people.
But yes, you do.
Maybe
but also
Dave.
Like think about
maybe
really
Dave.
Dumb people. Think about how fucking dumb motherfuckers are. Is that simply, we are just by.
I'm looking for.
Just by our ability to string together a sentence right now. And have a conversation, we are already above the median line. Do you know what I mean? Have you ever tried to talk to people?
Yeah,
it's fucking brutal.
I can barely speak either. It's the fact that I make this my career is sort of crazy.
Yeah,
I just sounds just come out of my head sometimes.
What'd you say?
Sounds just come out of my head sometimes.
I will say, I did recognize how fucking stupid I was when I talked to like two lawyers this weekend. Like I went to some house and they were both the youngest partners at their Who Gives a Fuck firm. And just having a conversation, I was like, I can't hang. I'm going to go and take an edible and pretend that that's why.
You know what it is though? Because I think comedy or being funny though is it's an intelligent language. So comedians, I think, can trick people into thinking that they're smart because they're funny. And you go like, oh, yeah, that makes sense because I'm laughing at it. Big J does this all the time. When I argue with Big J on the podcast, like, if there's an audience there, I'll never win an argument because he's going to just out-funny me to the audience every single time. And he can be making the dumbest point. And it's actually beautiful. It's what's beautiful about comedy is like it doesn't matter if you're right or wrong. If it's funny, people go like, yeah, dude, that rules.
Yeah.
And I was like, but when you look at Patrice, like Patrice said some crazy shit about women and like crazy shit about like life.
True stuff.
A lot of truth, but a lot of just sort of like, you know,
ridiculous inflation.
You know, if you're not dating a fucking hood rat bitch, you know, it doesn't apply. Like,
yeah. Oh yeah, Dante advice.
Yeah, Dante came in one time. Is like, yo, if you
take away her sandwich,
don't buy her a sandwich. If she's talking shit, don't buy her a sandwich.
It's my fucking sandwich.
I think that's what Bobby said.
I'm not dating a homeless crackhead.
Yeah,
she's gonna go cool. I'll buy my own sandwich. I'll see you later.
Bobby said that to Dante. He was like, Dante was giving advice about women, and Bobby was like, my chick went to college.
But yeah, I'm not dating like a hood rat chick, but regardless, it's, you know, if it's funny, it doesn't matter. Like, and you get people to be like, dude.
Yeah, stuff I couldn't disagree with more. Patrice, dude, on Tough Crowd, with Patrice's opinion on abortion, he yelled at Judy Colt's face, "The second that baby's inside you, you an apartment. You an apartment for my baby."
All right, real quick, gentlemen, let's take a moment and thank YoDelta.com for supporting today's show. YoDelta.com gives you the best Delta 8 products in the world. If you're over the age of 21 years old and you're living in a state where Delta 8 is legal, you could have it shipped right to your door, and it gets you super high.
Yes, it does. They sent us vapes. They sent us gummies. We did the field research for you guys. Oh boy, do these work. You guys know what Delta 8 is. It's something found in hemp. It can be legally shipped to a lot of states, and it gets you really high. I will tell you from personal experience, Delta 8 works, and these products should be taken responsibly.
Yeah, listen to me. Right now, go to YoDelta.com. Use the promo code GAS when you check out. You receive 25% off your entire order. All right, one more time. YoDelta.com, promo code GAS for 25% off. All right, where were we?
Fuck, dude. Yeah, so, all right, like, let's go to another story. Happy 4th of July. What did you guys do for the 4th of July? Anybody? Anything fun?
I went to a friend's pool, and then my father-in-law got drunk and told my two-year-old to fuck himself.
So funny.
Yeah.
Did, let me ask you a question. Did you say, how, what was the context?
The context was my,
like, was he being an asshole?
He was, yeah, to the point where it's gonna be a future problem. Like,
no, it was the two-year-old being an asshole.
No, he was a innocent bystander, believe it or not, even by toddler standards. And he
brought up the Capitol riot.
Yeah. He did. He said, my father-in-law, he's like, "You're radicalized." But no,
Trump really should be.
My wife's grandmother fell at this party, which, because she's okay, it was actually one of the funniest falls I've ever seen in my life. Like, she fell in sections. It was almost like watching Shaq fall. Like, it was just a huge, almost Jacob's ladder collapsing into itself. And she was fine.
Oh, like one of those puppets where you hold the bottom and each limb goes out?
Yes, exactly that. And so people went over, made sure she was okay. And in a classic error of comedies, just belligerent. My father-in-law was hammered by the time we got there. We were there for 8 whole minutes. So all of this happened in an 8-minute period. Grandmother fell. People are checking in on her. My father-in-law is screaming at the top of his lungs, "Nobody make it a big deal. Nobody make it a big," like truly making it a bigger deal than it has to be. People were just checking on her nicely. He starts screaming at one of the new boyfriends of like a young niece. He's 19. He's quiet. He's like welling up in tears. My father-in-law is unloading on this kid for no reason. My wife goes over to him and is like, "Hey, like, chill out, man. Don't talk to people like that." He goes, "Fuck you. Fuck you to me and fuck you to his niece." Look my son, 2 years old, in the eye and goes, "And fuck you." And then just...
And especially fuck you.
Yeah. We left it a week. He's got a bad attitude. Yeah.
One might feel he's ready. He's a real ass dude.
How's he around the house?
He's very handy.
He's handsy?
Very handy.
There you go. So you got a sec. What do you want?
Look, at him.
What do you want?
It's
one or the other here.
That also was my entire 14-month experience living at that home. That's why people were like, "Where did this come from?" I was like, "It's been brewing."
Well, yeah, look, here's the thing. You actually made me feel better about my 4th of July because I was with me, my sister, my niece, my aunt Amory. Aaron Berg brought his wife and his daughter, my son. We had both of our families in one Airbnb. And my sister just fucking drives me out of my mind the whole time. You know, just, and whatever, I'm not going to trash her on the podcast. It's fine. She's just fucking, she grinds
no
my
one
gears.
Knows Lewis's buttons better.
Yes. Oh, she just fucking knows how to push my buttons. And like, in my mind, I'm going like, you know, I don't want to argue in front of Berg and his family. I'm trying to like, you know, we're trying to have a nice time. Well, I'm not trying, you
You're
know.
Not trying to prove their theories on Puerto Ricans.
Well, you know, it's like, I'm not trying to make it a thing where, you know, our shit spills over to their family vacation.
Yeah.
I feel like that's kind of rude, you know? But yeah, it wasn't that bad. It was...
Yeah, we left. I mean, we immediately left. And now since that, like, I think I didn't quite process what was happening. It's probably the first time I've seen an adult man tell a two-year-old to fuck himself. But, like, since that, I do feel like I have to have, like, a man-to-man, like, "Hey, man."
Was he drunk?
He blacked out, yeah.
Oh, so whatever.
So that's a daily thing, though. So that's like,
he's fun, dude. You gotta chill. Yeah, you need to stop. Whatever happened to fucking cool Mike Cannon, dude? What are you turning into a fucking dad here? Let the guy have a little bit of fun. It's hilarious. He's a fucking.
But I don't want my son.
If you remove yourself from the fact, think of it as a fun toy to play with, where it could explode. I'm sure he's fun.
No.
He's never fun.
No, he's not. No, he used to be, and no, he's not.
He's shooting pool. He looks at the baby and goes, fuck yourself.
I mean, it's super fun if you like somebody crying about 9/11 all the time and like shit, like just genuinely unloading their trauma and PTSD on you. So, yeah, that's super fun.
Was he a cop during 9/11?
No, he was a first responder, though. He brought his cranes down there and was one of the first people to start.
Nosy assholes. That's what I say. If you're not a cop or a fireman, what were you doing down there? Beat it, buddy.
Yeah.
Chris Italia always brags about that. He was on Ari's podcast. I was like, okay, you fucking nerd, get out of the way. Do they need people? They probably needed people, right?
They definitely needed a lot of people.
Well, interestingly enough, he was telling me that as soon as like the government got involved, they started outsourcing the cranes from other states from their like buddies.
That's what he has PTSD
like,
about.
Yeah, that's what he was like.
We lost that fucking $3 million.
We lost the 9/11 contract.
Oh, dude. What'd you do for the fourth column?
Nothing. Just sat on my couch all day.
Nothing.
Went to some spots.
You don't give a shit.
No, I usually do. I just, this year, I just didn't bother leaving the house. I kept saying I would, and then it was like an hour later, and I was like, fuck it.
Zachy?
Day drinking, watch a shitty parade.
Nice.
Pretty fun.
Yeah. Yeah, 4th of July, I do, you know what, it was kind of nice? I think people are back to, and this is, when Trump was in office...
The good old days.
Back in the good old days, when Trump was in office, people almost felt like people didn't want to celebate the 4th of July. Like half, like all the liberal people didn't.
You think it was more so this year?
Are you retarded?
Oh, yeah, no, this year a lot of ladies saying
all the liberals
not interested in celebrating
every
the country.
Post
they all blocked you on social media, so you don't see.
That was actually my favorite part of the entire thing, was like seeing the social media of like, there's no bodily independence, fuck this country, and then the next slide would be fireworks, and it's like, you goofy.
How
bro.
Many,
bittersweet.
How many bitches didn't really celebrate fucking 4th of July, though? I bet
but
they
But let's
did.
Be honest, all these celebrations, it's not... It
it's
has,
not about...
It has nothing to do with the thing.
Right.
Cinco de Mayo?
No.
A fuck.
4th
I'm
of July for
up.
Me is specifically about American independence. Mm. I love it. I love our independence from Great Britain.
Okay.
And I love being a free nation.
What year did that happen?
1776.
Wow.
I only know
what
the answers
the
to things if the answers are Crackamico songs.
Yes.
If it's a Crackamico song, I will know the answer.
What was the reason or overwhelming reason why we wanted to?
Tea.
Almost.
Taxes.
Well,
I know
you
T-A-X-E-S. Let me finish, you asshole.
T-A-X.
You're going to fucking walk all over me, you dickhead.
Sometimes I like to spell my answer.
Yeah.
Just for bonus points.
What was the Civil War over? And?
Hell yeah. All right.
Before we go, did you
watch? Give me more. You want more trivia? Trivia me, bitch, on our country. You think I don't know?
How many amendments are there?
How many amendments?
Like the First Amendment, Second Amendment.
That's a crazy question, dude.
Is it?
You don't know.
No, I don't. But
you don't. I bet nobody here knows.
I just got here.
It could be 13. It could be 180. It could be 5,000.
Yeah. We're not giving you any points for just saying.
I have no idea.
When do you stop knowing? Like what? Like do you know the Third Amendment? Because obviously everybody knows
first
the first
Amendment,
two.
Freedom of speech.
Yeah.
Second Amendment, freedom, right to bear arms.
Yeah.
Third Amendment.
The
Roe
third,
versus
dude,
Wade.
Freedom
the third
of press.
Gets the shaft. I don't know the third.
Fourth Amendment.
Is one of right to assemble?
Maybe. I mean, one of them, yes, is, but freedom of press might be three.
I can tell you the third if you want.
Oh, you know it?
I have the list in front of me.
You guys don't do any research.
What's the third amendment?
The third
Shannon?
One is restricts the quartering of soldiers in private homes.
You can't.
You're not. They soldiers can't force you to let you make them live there. They can't take your house.
I'm sure they'll consider that at gun when they have you at gunpoint.
That was like a big issue back then, was it? Like
enough that it was in the thing.
Like soldiers
the soldier would show up and go, come on.
During the Revolutionary
War. If I was a soldier
probably,
in the 1700s, I would be doing wild shit.
It would be nuts.
There'd be no restrictions.
Dude, you could just walk around with a musket taking shit.
This fucking club a kid in the head in front of its family. Like, yeah, the fuck out. It's my house now. And I'm going to keep your fucking wife.
Dude, Arizona was like the Wild West of like 1945.
Yeah.
It was like you could just walk around taking people's
I'm watching Westworld right now for the first time. I'm on episode 3. Mm. And I'm like, because like it shows you who you are. In Westworld, dude, I mean, I would get off the train and immediately it would be fucking wild what I would do to people. I get it. The guy that, like, the main guy that, like, he, like, tortures people and fucking... Mm. I don't know if you guys have watched it.
I've never seen it.
No. I thought it was about underwater people.
No, this is Waterworld. Kevin Costner. It's a movie from 1992. I thought it was about, like,
machines or something.
It was one of the biggest box office failures, Waterworld, by the way.
Great.
Cult classic, though.
Yeah. I mean, it was, like, fucking...
Amendments, I don't know anything. Kevin Costner.
No, it's the Sixth Amendment. Waterworld Amendment. There was, like, $300 million to produce, and they made, like, fucking $8 million in... Their opening weekend, nobody wanted to see Waterworld.
It's the new Avatar.
I wanted the piercings. Oh. I wanted 3 piercings across the bridge of my nose, like the guy from Waterworld. When I saw that movie, I was like, "That's what I want to look like." Dude, pull up that guy.
That's horrible.
Pull up that guy. That was Waterworld, right? Where he had those piercings.
I think so.
I believe so. Maybe it was. Oh, look at the great Dave Smith.
I bet he knows all about the Third Amendment.
All right. Turn the volume up out there for Dave Smith.
Yeah, we'll quiz.
Dave, what is an amendment? How many amendments are there?
Do you know what the amendment was to give women the right to vote?
The bullshit fucking...
69?
The fucking...
Yeah. Hey, come on now.
Hey.
Let's go.
69th Amendment, the right to suck my dick while I eat your pussy.
If Dice wrote the Constitution.
Yeah. Oh, 68, hey. You do me, I owe you one. Ow!
Is that Danny Zuko doing Dice?
I lost it a little in the end.
Do you want me to tell you?
Go ahead, Fourth Amendment.
Oh, okay. The Fourth Amendment was prohibits unreasonable searches and seizures and sets out requirements for search warrants based on probable cause.
No seizures.
And
Do you want to know how many there are?
Do they
total?
Follow that?
I bet I can.
Is that followed?
All right, I don't know.
That black chick that got shot that everyone was talking
right
about?
The right to bear arms, that's the second.
That's the second.
Oh. Right? The right to.
We just went through this. Are you?
The right to. No. We're going through them right now, you fucking gook.
Jesus that is Christ.
The funniest thing to call an Irish
Lewis. I'm not coming back here if you keep using words like that.
You slant-eyed gook. You make me sick.
Oh, yeah? Does this look like a fucking gook to you?
Now he's got gay eyes.
You piss me off.
Fucking superhead.
Gook shouldn't be a racist thing against Japanese people. Gook should be for stupid people. Gook is a fucking great word for a fucking dumb person.
Gook is when you Google like an injury on your leg. You go, I've got a bunch of gook.
Dude, you're
seeping out.
Dude, can we take gook back and make it for stupid people? Because that's a fun word for a dumb person.
That is funny that you could just say, I got gook on my shoe.
Gook.
Gook.
And it's like, gooking. I bet it's gook. Spelled the same.
Well,
I've got a rash.
How's, ooh,
G-U-C-K.
Gook. Thought it was G-O-O-K. No,
well, that's
they
that.
Both
yeah.
have to
they're
be.
Both G-O-O-K, gook? I thought. Gook and gook.
That's got to be, right?
Yeah, because that would be guck.
Yeah.
You got to put those two dots over the O.
Well, that'd be
yeah, an umlaut over the...
Hold on. So wait. There's an answer here.
And so we're going to get back
to the amendments in a second. But this
are you saying when a Vietnamese person explodes,
you're right.
You could step
these guys
gook
don't know
how to do it. Because spelled the same way.
So funny. Trying to talk about the amendments.
Wait a minute, is gook for Vietnamese?
I think it's.
I thought it was
something.
Japanese.
I don't know.
Look at
I
these.
I just put them all on.
Dirty knees. Look at these.
I thought.
Wait, who put this BB in my coke?
Doggy. All right.
So it's a derogatory term for people of Asian descent.
Asian.
Its origin is unclear, but it may have originated among U.S. Marines during the Philippine-American War.
I like gook for a stupid person, and moving forward, I think we should just all start using it and then let this catch on. It's going to, the first few weeks is going to be confusing
Change
for people.
Change the narrative.
Yeah.
I'll follow your lead, dude.
The first few weeks will be confusing.
It's gonna, people are going to be like, what the fuck's going on? Be like, no, you're going to have to do a lot of explaining.
Sure. Maybe make an entry.
Listen,
Therapy
I know
dictionary.
I sound like a real gook right now.
Is gook and gook spelled the same, Shannon?
Yes.
Wow. All right, so the Fifth Amendment. I don't have to say shit.
Oh, yeah. I plead the Fifth.
Wow.
Very good.
Sixth Amendment. I see dead people.
Is that the right to remain silent?
Nice.
The fifth? The Sixth Amendment. I see dead people, folks.
The Sixth Sense.
Oh, yeah, nice. I get it.
Do you want to tell you the Sixth?
I rule. Fuck off. All right, it's because I'm not killing with these assholes. They don't know funny. I bet they like that Sixth Amendment joke. Go ahead. What, Shannon? What is it?
Sixth is the right to a speedy public trial.
On coke?
<Let's go. laughs> Yeah, just speedy.
But let's go.
Hey. Shannon, wait. Is one of them that you don't have to testify against your spouse?
Hold on.
No, that's a myth, right?
The 19th is women's right to vote, right? But 18th is another big one.
Oh, wow. Yeah, but women's right to vote? Wow, dude. And that's only 19?
They got, yeah, way down that the was line. Like in, that was a late
fucking,
addition.
We're getting crazy.
What year was that? Like, that was like 1911 or
1919.
Oh, so the 19th Amendment, 1919.
So easy. Wow, how totally do you forget that? How do we ever forget that?
Well, it was because of World War.
It's because it's about women. We're going to forget it right now. What were we talking about?
What was 18? Is that the age of consent?
18 prohibited the manufacturing or sale of alcohol within the United States.
Prohibition.
Repealed in the 21st Amendment.
Oh, so we can change these.
So then why doesn't the 18th just get knocked out and then the 19th come down to 18?
Yeah, the Fourth Amendment was the right for every American to own a slave.
So instead of replacing it, they just exit out.
Someone fought to keep it in.
Shit. They really contradict each other. 18th to the 21st, they just go flip-flop. What's the point of an amendment?
How many of these are all just stupid, like, your fence?
Most.
Your fence can't be 10 feet tall or whatever. Yeah. It's all stupid shit.
You can't eat rattlesnake meat in Kansas.
Thou shalt save your dog from an alligator.
Yeah. Mm. What is, Shannon, what is the 14th Amendment? Give me something random
here. And you had a good ones in there?
This is fucking great, by the way.
14th defines...
Harrington with no beard?
Defines citizenship.
I don't like Robbie weird. Bird. Oh, that's Harrington with no beard. That's ready to shave it. Harrington!
Yeah, his face looks terrible.
Harrington, come in here right now. You're fucking disgusting.
Dude.
Harrington, come in here. Come in here. You, yes.
He looks like a fat earthworm Jim.
That is disgusting. That is fucking disgusting. Come here. Come here right now. This is wild. Harrington just walked in, and he's got no fucking... Your face makes me want to puke, dude. More than your beard. Come here. Show the camera. Here, come down here.
This is too much.
Sit down, dude.
You have too many things.
No, you got to come around.
Come down, dude. Look at this.
Can we show that much side tit on YouTube?
Harrington, what is going on with this?
I lost a bet. What is going on with your guest, by the way? Why do you have the Blue Brothers in studio?
Don't try to come at us with
solid.
Pretty solid jokes. Don't come at us with solid jokes when we're trying to make fun of your beard.
You look like an inbred vampire.
Alex just walked in, introduced me as Pykele, and Dave Smith went, oh, hey, good to meet you.
Dude, your face shape is so weird.
I'll tell you
what,
the no beard really brings out the circles under your eyes.
The lack of lips. You got a thin lip.
You're
you got
like
a weird fucking chin, dude.
Oh, the chin is almost.
You look like a lesbian.
Oh,
look
God.
At
God. You're just jealous.
He looks like Hannah Gadsby.
You should be on the cover of Weekly World News.
You think I'm jealous of this?
Yeah.
You think I'm jealous of your look?
I think you're jealous that I look so much younger.
What? No, you don't look younger. You actually look older without a beard. Yeah.
You look like an old guy who's dressed up.
You look like a kid whose parents are going through a terrible divorce.
But a kid.
Yeah.
You look like...
You kind of do look like
You look like a young penguin from Batman.
Yeah.
Like before, yeah.
All made up Colin Farrell.
Yeah, dude, what is going on with this? You need to grow your beard back.
What was the bet?
I'm trying. Every day I'm just concentrating. Alex.
Dude, that's what you're going to grow into.
Oh, my God, you do look like that.
Wow. Yeah, but like high school when he was still Ozzy Cobblepot.
Yeah, where the kids made fun of him.
Oh, man.
Fucking Ozzy Cobblepot.
Yeah, I lost a bet. Alexander Volkanovski versus Max Holloway. I thought, Max, there's no way he's going to lose three times in a row. There's just no way.
You look like, and this is going to be very specific, but any parent who saw this movie, you look like in, what's the fucking cartoon vampire movie?
Hotel Transylvania?
In Hotel Transylvania 4, yeah. When he becomes a human, when Adam Sandler's vampire becomes a human, you actually just look like that. Please find a channel.
I look like roasting Adam Sandler. Sick.
You make me sick.
Once this joke is accompanied by a picture, people will love
it. Dude, it's going to be edited so well when post.
Yeah, just chop that up. Zoom in, punch in on Harrington's face.
Why weren't you at training today, dude?
Because I didn't see the text until this morning.
How do you work for me and you don't see texts for 16 hours at a time?
I couldn't tell you.
Because he's balls deep in your other employee.
It did not come through.
Is Alex going to have sex with you while you look like this?
I don't know. We had sex yesterday before I got rid of the beard just for like one last thing.
She's saying no. She hates it. Alex, do you hate it?
Yeah, she's
you
miserable.
Hate your boyfriend's hate face.
Yeah.
Is what you're saying.
I mean, when that grows back, that's going to be half. Tough.
Yeah, but yeah, that's what you. Well, you just maybe just pull him up as a vampire then. It's okay. But that's what you look at his hair. It looks just like him. I mean, if you could really see this, guys, I nailed it so well, dude.
I see it.
And he's fat. It's ridiculous. You have no idea how much I nailed this.
Who's the other suited guy from Minions? That's also what you look like.
Yeah, look at it. He looks just like him.
Right? Doesn't he look like that? I haven't seen Minions, but he definitely looks like that low eyebrow dude with
Groot?
Sharp nose.
No, Groot is the tree guy.
Groot.
You fucking
dude! I didn't respond. If I don't respond to your, if I see a training invite text, I'll immediately respond. I'll be there or I won't be there. I got something going on. I've never not responded.
Dude, I fucking I beat the shit out of Preacher Lawson this morning.
Yeah, he really? Told me. I was talking to him.
Dude, right? I fucking I lit him the fuck. You should have seen what I did to this guy, dude. Woo!
I was talking to him this morning. He said that he goes, yeah, "Lewis is a tank."
Laid it down. No, it's not true. Preacher fucking whooped my ass in every which way possible. It was crazy. He beat me in every area. The pre-game fight talk. he beat me standing up on the ground. He fucking, dude, it was a wild morning, dude. Austin really fucking, put on some weight, ate some bad food. Harrington, you can go, but your face makes me literally sick. You should know that.
That's good. You'll lose some weight.
I think you look good.
You should also lose weight.
Wow.
I'm trying.
Oh, I hate your face, dude. This is crazy. This is what you look like in high school. Wow. Wow, Alex. That's your man.
That's your man's.
That's your man.
Come for your man's.
Damn. We got to go in a minute here.
Yeah.
Before we go, Lewis, did you see Joey Chestnut murk that protester?
I did see it.
What'd you think of his form?
I thought it was pretty-
a broken foot, never spits out his hot dog. This fucking mo-co.
I mean, in fairness,
Cabow.
That guy knocked him over, so he should have.
What
fucking
did
So what he was protesting. It's apparently some manufacturing plant that makes the hot dogs.
Oh, expose Mythsfield Death Star. I mean,
on a broken foot.
I mean, he looked like he tried to murder him like fucking MacGyver.
Yeah, he tried to do like the Star Trek neck snap.
You know, he trained for that, though. Just always prepare.
That's part of his training.
What do I think of it? I think that Joey Chestnut is a dangerous human being that maybe shouldn't be out there. I mean, look, that guy's a dickhead and he should have been, but it's like that was also a very aggressive reaction.
Dude, he could have choked to death, Lewis.
You don't get in the way of a champion. That's the end of it. Serena Williams would have cracked him in the head.
I've said it before,
rack.
Brother, post-Dimebag world, if you get up on any stage, everybody on there has a right to fucking murk you.
By the way, I would have... But I'm not saying Joey Chestnut's a bad guy. I'm just saying it was kind of a crazy to try to snap a man's neck for standing in front of you while you're eating a hot dog.
What if he just ate him?
Imagine if he just quickly
did
that. If
he would have punched him, I'd be like, all right, dude, he thought he was coming at him. He hit him. It was like, dude, he looked like he was trying to murder him for getting in the way of his hot dog eating.
Well, that's how important his legacy is to him.
Dude, 15-year champion.
I mean, no matter what, though, like he did have to take a second to do that. That did affect his performance.
What happened to Kobayashi? Is he in like some internment camp?
We don't bring him up.
He like got in some big fight with the whatever the commission is that they have, and
no
he was
shit.
Doing his own contest like on a roof for a couple years.
That's cool.
Yeah, the whole eating thing. We should host an eating competition here one day on the show. I don't know how well I would do. I wouldn't do hot dogs. I'd have to do something delicious.
Kobayashi
like maybe,
brought his own dogs.
Scallops. What could I do? What could we do? What would be a good
steak?
I would think
empanadas.
Maybe wings.
Dunkin' Donut munchkins.
I'll like crush. I'll but not the cake one. Eating competition.
You think you'll crush me in an eating competition?
Crush
you. Think you will crush me?
I will crush you.
You know what?
In
we need to do gas games eating competition.
Done.
It's got to be. It's, we're gonna do it. I'll go first. One will be Mike Cannon.
The fucking side. He just says nothing.
Zach just does to himself. Well, what,
Zach's
what,
the final boss.
What Joey yeah. Chestnut did to that guy. He's like, what?
You don't get to Zach in the first round. He's King Koopa. Mm. You get to him at the end.
I'll get Badlands to come in.
Doggy, let's do an eating competition. What do you want? What do you think? I can outwing you.
No, you couldn't.
You don't think you could out? You think?
I think I could out-eat you in almost every arena, in any food, quickness,
wow.
and amount.
Wow.
Yeah.
Every arena.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Why do you think he might get?
Why are you so confident?
Because I think you're slow and methodical, and you like to eat at your own pace, and I am one of the fastest eaters that I or anybody has ever met.
So you're wrong about this, and everyone here knows this about me. I eat very, very fast.
Ask Feeney.
As a child, I was not given much food. Me and my sister had to come in like dogs.
No, I know you're an alley dog.
We had to fight over
We said you'll eat anything,
meal,
but not
okay?
very fast.
Yeah,
I eat it very fast, and... I mean, I'll challenge you. I think wings might be the way to go.
Okay,
wings might be the way to go.
The problem here with wings is you're going to get into an argument about how much of the wing is left
right.
in the bone.
That's
you
a
need,
great point.
You need a very...
Let's do lobster rolls.
I'm
that,
a fucking
but the problem is
$18,000 fucking competition. You just
yeah,
want to fucking...
CEO.
Let's do A5 Wagyu. Put your money where your mouth is.
We're going to Nobu, and we're going to do Yellowtail.
That's good.
Let's go. No, I feel like wings are a good one, though.
You're going to have a
it's
going to
be an argument.
Dispute.
Unless they're all drumsticks, and the deal is you could have whatever on the bottom, and you just fucking strip the rest off.
Hmm. Oysters.
Oysters, dude, we'll both be puking.
It's disgusting. They do have oyster competitions, and it's nasty.
I'm not doing something disgusting. I'm not doing something hot. I'm not doing any of that, dude. I'm doing something that it's going to maybe hurt my tongue.
What about, what about White Castle burgers?
Yes, burgers is a good one.
I'm trying to get in shape for a fight, and I keep on doing stupid shit like this.
It'll be your cheat day.
I mean, I can eat 1,000 White Castle cheeseburgers.
We'll do a case race then. So we'll set a limit. We'll set 30 as the limit.
No limit.
All right,
pussy.
Then I'll do whatever you want. I'm trying to look out for you, you fucking love-handled spicana.
Why are you trying to fucking get out of this, dude?
Yeah.
Dude,
all right.
White Castle cheeseburgers.
White Castle till we die.
Damn, dude.
To death.
It's going to be brutal.
Yeah.
I'm going to shit my pants.
Yeah, both of us are, which is why we'll be sitting on buckets.
Of KFC. Yeah. To be round two.
Yeah.
Damn it, dude.
Let's pack it in. Let's do it. We'll do it for my Patreon, your bonus. It'll be great.
Isn't there a place beside your house that does like a, if you can
I'm not
eat.
Doing it for your Patreon. Oh, he tried to just fucking shoehorn his Patreon
right.
on this fucking thing. We're going to do it for my YouTube channel.
Sure.
We'll do it
mine as well.
No, we're not doing it for also your...
We'll see.
Behind the scenes at MikeCannonPatreon.com.
That's not the way things work. You'll be a guy.
No, you share it.
No.
You put the first half, I'll put the second
this.
Half.
I'll record this right now so that we have...
This is a verbal contract.
He's just going to put this on his Patreon. Extra bonus content.
It's a deal negotiation. See Lewis in the boardroom right now.
This is my show.
Yeah.
These are my bits.
But it was my idea.
It was my idea.
My idea. I said I would beat you. And you took that as a challenge, and then we came together. And said, yeah. Wings, no. Burgers, yes. I tried to put a cap to save your tits.
You just agreed. More bonus.
It's a realist podcast.
You guys can get that video on Patreon /columntour.
All right, I gotta go. This has been a fun show. Love you guys.
Let's
you guys
set this
best.
Up.
Support Cannon, support Column.
Thank you.
Guys rule. We'll be back on Friday with another incredible episode of your favorite podcast, The Real Ass Podcast. Until then, good night.
That's all, folks.